Knowledge or ilm is a noor which is found in a heart which has taqwa. Ilm is a noor such that when you acquire it, it makes you restless until you practice it. The purpose of seeking knowledge is to acquire love and pleasure of Allah, to achieve all those rewards and blessings mentioned in the Quran and Hadith, to bring Islam into my life, aqaid, ibadat, muamalat, muasharat, and purity of heart, good manners and akhlaq, to discover the purpose of life. We should make this intention for ourselves and the family and the community and the whole ummah. What is the purpose of our life? How to become an ideal human being? How to become friends of Allah, awliya of Allah, constant obedience and remembrance, how to avoid all types of sins, how Islam becomes second nature for us, how to remove ghaflat and jahalat from our life, negligence, ignorance, laziness and doubts, how to use every minute of our life to rush, turn him into gold, how to avoid spiritual heart, how to defeat shaitan and nafs, how to bring nafs mutmainnah, and how to be on sirat mustaqim, how to achieve excellence in ikhlas, haya, taqwa and ihsan. Learning something for my own islah and for da'wah, worry and concern for the ummah. How everyone in the ummah gets hayatun tayyibah, hidayah, afiya, baraka, how everyone can become mustajabud da'wat in this world, and how everyone can get peace and forgiveness and high ranks in Jannah. We turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with these intentions and we seek the knowledge which is beneficial, insha'Allah, and we ask Allah to open our hearts and mind and give us what is best for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَفْعَلُ مَا يَشَاءُ, He does what He desires. يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ, He creates what He desires. تُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ, O Allah, You give respect and honor to whomever You like. تُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ, O Allah, You disgrace and humiliate whomever You like. يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ, He guides whomever He likes. The makhluq, the entire creation, in order to come into existence, to remain in existence, to move forward, to come back, to progress, to decline, even to terminate, the creation depends on the order and the irada and amr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ma sha'a Allahu kan, wa ma lam yasha' lam yakun. It happens when and how Allah wants it to happen. It will happen at the time, in the shape and the form, how Allah wants it to happen. That which Allah does not want, never happens. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give with means, without means, or against the means. When Allah wants to bless something, nobody in the world can stop it. We turn to the stories of prophets in the Quran. Surah Hud, ayah 71 and 73. 71-73. The story when angels came to the house of Ibrahim. Ibrahim alayhi salam and his wife Sarah alayhi salam. In Tafsir Usmani, it is mentioned that the wife Sarah alayhi salam was 99 years old and Ibrahim alayhi salam was about 100 years or more. Both were very, very old. And in the house of Sarah alayhi salam, there was no child. And the couple was so old. Angels came with glad tidings from Allah that in your house a boy will be born. Ishaq. And not only that, the boy will remain alive, he'll grow up, will have a life, and the boy will later get married in his life, and from his family another boy will be born, Yaqub. The angels are bringing glad tidings of two generations in future. Sarah alayhi salam, she said, قالت يا ويلتا أألد وأنا عجوز وهذا بعلي شيخا. Shall I bear a child and I am an old woman, and here is my husband, he is an old man. The angels replied, قالوا أتعجبين من أمر الله. قالوا أتعجبين من أمر الله رحمة الله وبركاته عليكم أهل البيت إنه حميد مجيد. Do you wonder at the decree and command of Allah? The mercy of Allah and His blessings be upon you, O people of the house of Ibrahim. Surely He, Allah, is worthy of praise, possessor of glory. In a house where no children for 100 years, the angels brought news that a boy will be born and two generations, and then in that generation Yusuf alayhi salam and so many other prophets are to come. When Allah wants to give a blessing, nobody can stop it. Look at the story of Zakaria alayhi salam, similar situation. Surah Al Imran in ayah 38, Surah Al Anbiya in ayah 89, and Surah Maryam, the first ruku. As a da'i, an inviter, an alim or alima, you should have full yaqeen on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah can give with means, Allah can give without any means or asbab, and Allah can give against the means and frameworks. Allah is not muhtaj of any shape or form or time or measure or weight or count. When Allah wants to give something, nobody can stop it. Human being, insan, there are some channels in human which affect the thinking. Eyes for seeing and ears for listening, tongue for speaking, and heart and mind for thinking. Our scholars remind us that we should negate ghair of Allah from these four channels. With the eyes, when we see something, see with the eyes of ibrat and akhirat and the eyes of da'wah. When we are listening to something, don't listen to the greatness of makhluq. When we are speaking, don't talk about the greatness of makhluq. And we are thinking, don't think about greatness of makhluq. Instead, look at the signs of Allah, qudrat of Allah, ni'mah of Allah. Talk, think and listen about akhirah, about fikr of ummah, about jaza and saza, about iman and amal, about rahmah of Allah, Qasasul Anbiya, Ayat of Quran, Ahadith Mubarakah, Targhib and Tarheeb, Fabail, Tawbah, Dhikr, Fikr, Muhasaba, Muraqabah, Dawam of Dhikr, Dawam of Ta'at, Tasheeh of Niyah, Dua'i Khair. Always talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, power of Allah, mercy of Allah, greatness of Allah. Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayh, in his majlis and gatherings, sometimes 20,000 people would attend. People would come and embrace Islam. People will make tawbah on his hands. Some of the advices, the meaning of some of the advices from the Shaykh about tawheed. Look up to Allah who looks after you. Keep facing Allah who is in front of you. Love Allah who loves you. Obey Allah who invites you. Give your hand to Allah who saves you from a fall. Loving hearts, spiritual contentment, forgiveness and mercy all from Allah. The entire creation is helpless. No one has power to do good or to harm you. Only Allah knows what is good and what is bad for you. That person is brave who purifies his heart from the ghair of Allah and holds the sword of Tawheed and the guard of Sharia at the gate of the heart, the qalb, so that no one from the creation can find an entrance through the heart. Devote your heart to the one who can change it. The Sharia beautifies the external, and Tawheed and its knowledge civilizes the internal self. Do not stand respectfully like a beggar before the dunya, seeking what is already been destined for you, what Allah has already written for you. And if you do this, you will allow the world to have an upper hand. Make the dunya stand before you in respect, like a slave stands with awe and submission before his master. The dunya serves him who stands at the gate of Allah. The dunya serves him who stands at the gate of Allah. And whoever stands at the gate of the dunya is always humiliated by the dunya. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand these advices of Shaykh. Yaqeen and Tawheed and Akhirah, we understand with one example. Let's suppose you enter a room where there are mirrors on all sides, front, back, left, right, on the floor and on the roof. All the sides and bricks and walls are just mirrors. What happens? An image will be reflected on the right, then further reflected on the left, here and there. And if a person is walking on that room, hundreds or maybe thousands of different shapes and same size people will appear walking in that room. But in reality, there is just one. Very similarly, the ahwal, the circumstances, the material aspects, the maps and shapes and forms, what is going on in the dunya. In reality, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one Allah, controls everything. Life and death, health and sickness, happiness and sorrow, success and failure, all in the complete control of one Allah. La ilaha illallah, this is more precious than the entire universe. If our connection with Allah decreases, the harm and disadvantage comes into our life, here and in the akhirah. If we bring taqwa, Allah will give a way out from every difficulty and will provide easy sustenance and great reward, inshallah. When taqwa breaks, when we do a mistake, we should accept and come back. Example, there was a man crying in front of the river. And the man was saying, I am very dirty, I am smelly, standing at the river. So the river said, please come, you perform wudu, you wash yourself, you will become clean again. Living with taqwa is like living with wudu. When the wudu breaks, we go and make another ablution. Similarly, if we make a mistake and the taqwa breaks, there is no other door to knock, to complain, where to go. Come back to the door of Allah, make tawbah, and start a new life. That's why morning, evening, we make istighfar. Oh Allah, forgive us. When greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes in the heart, a 30, 40 year old man or woman, their whole life or half of their life is spent in ghaflat, but now they understand and they come to Islam. 180 degree turn in their life. Now they make tawbah and they adopt every command of Allah. They want to adopt the Islamic dress. They want to learn about the rulings of purity and tahara. They want to start the salah and Quran. And they want to bring haya and taqwa into their life. They want to change their food ingredients. They are going through hardships in learning the Arabic language. And they want to learn the dua and supplications for every occasion. And they learn how to make ruju' ila Allah, how to turn to Allah in every difficulty and trial. Look at new Muslims and learn that zeal and desire and hardship that they go through to seek the pleasure of Allah. One good deed of a pious woman sometimes increase and bring so much reward that one good deed of a pious woman can bring that much reward equal to 70 good deeds of awliya of Allah. When you educate a girl, you educate a nation, because they will work on their parents, on brothers, on husband and children. Lifetime opportunity to go high and high in paradise. One way is to request others for dua, that Baba or Auntie make dua for us. And one way that you become so good, Khairul Bariyah, best of the creation, that the whole family, everyone in the community will make dua for you. That's the path, sifat of Anbiya, of Malaika, of Awliya. Ilm, Taqwa, Haya, Ihsan, Khushu, Tawabu, Sabr, Shukr, Ikhlas, love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah becomes happy with someone, Allah tells Jibreel alayhi salam that I love this person. This person is so good. Jibreel alayhi salam tells other angels that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves this person. An announcement is made in the heavens. Allah loves this person. And then an announcement is made on the earth among the creations that Allah loves this person. A major part of the work of dawah and reminder and ta'lim and islah is already done, because that person has brought those sifat and characteristics that Allah loves and the creation loves this person. Now whatever this person will teach, wherever this person will go, people will be attracted, work will take place, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so happy with this person. That's why part of the effort is on our own self. Ridwanum minallahi akbar. Ridwanum minallah akbar. That if Allah becomes happy, this is better than the entire universe. Human life, this is an examination hall. Billions and billions of people have come into this examination hall before. It's like a bus station. Every day hundreds of thousands coming and every day thousands leaving. Examination hall. Among those billions of people who failed the test, their actions and their words, we can find a khulasa and understanding from the Quran. And those people who became successful and passed the test, their actions and their belief and their thoughts and words, we can find a khulasa in the Quran to understand what Allah likes and to understand what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes. People whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. Inna Allah yuhibbu al-muhsineen. Inna Allah yuhibbu al-tawwabin. Wa yuhibbu al-mutatahhirin. Inna Allah yuhibbu al-mutawakkilin. Inna Allah yuhibbu al-muqsitin. Inna Allah yuhibbu al-muttaqin. Wallahu yuhibbu al-sabirin. Ihsan, Tawbah, Tawakkul, Adl, Taqwa, Sabr. Those sifat If we bring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love us. On the other hand, there are some qualities of sifat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْكَافِرِينَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُعْتَدِينَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ مَنْ كَانَ مُخْتَالًا فَخُورًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ مَنْ كَانَ خَوَّانًا أَثِيمًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْفَرِحِينَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُفْسِدِينَ إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْرِفِينَ إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْتَكْبِرِينَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ كُفْر، غُرُور، خِيَانَت، كُفْرَان نِعْمَةِ، فَسَاد، إِسْرَاف، ظُلْم، Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like. Lifetime is a struggle to bring good qualities and to remove bad qualities. And one of the very important aspects of life is friendship. Who is the best friend and how to avoid bad friends in our life? Suhbat of Salih, Jalees of Salih, and Jalees of Su. How to have the right friendship, the right environment, and the right circle of people to learn and to make effort. We'll start with one example. At the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the kuffar of Makkah, the Quraysh, their leaders, big people with name and fame and leadership and asbab and means, those people sent a message that we want to come and listen to you and your advice and message of Islam and Dawah. We want to come and listen. But the problem is that you have many poor people, masakin, ghuraba, people, they don't even have proper clothing. You have those poor people around you. Will it be possible that when we come, the rich people, that you ask those poor people to go away and have a special class for us? So we want to come and listen to you. Now here was the choice of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam to keep those people who were mukhlisin, who gave sacrifice for deen, who may be poor, humble, they don't have any asbab, no means, no apparent power, and turn especially to those leaders and rich people, people who have power in society and community. What to do? Advice came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, guidance. Surah Al-Kahf, the ayah came, وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاةِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ تُرِيدُ زِينَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ وَكَانَ أَمْرُهُ فُرُقًا. And keep yourself patiently with those who call on their Lord morning and evening, seeking His pleasure. And let not your eyes overlook them, desiring the pomp and glitter of the life of dunya. And do not obey him whose heart we have made heedless of our remembrance, and who follows his own lusts and desires, and whose affairs and deeds has been lost. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam not to pay attention to those rich people who may have asbab and means, and do not forget those poor people who are with the Prophet, who remember Allah, who make dhikr of Allah morning and evening, and don't look at the zenith and beauty of dunya. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stopped Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was the biggest da'i, whose message was to reach the entire mankind till the day of judgment, and how much desire he had to bring each and every person. But when it comes to acquire the company and the environment of people, this is the advice. Too much talking unnecessarily, unrestrained glances and looking, that sometimes brings hardness in the heart. One aspect is the khidmat and taqaza of da'wah. That's a temporary need, that we have to meet people, we have to serve them, solve their problems, discuss and come back. But long hours of personal friendships with someone without taqwa, what happens? Their ideology, their ambitions, their desires, their akhlaq and adat and character will affect you. Sohbat of Salihin, the company of the pious, is the root of whole deen. That's the reality and haqiqa of deen, and that's the sweetness, halawat and quwwat of deen. If someone has a bad friend, that may bring hasrat and sorrow on the day of judgment. In Surah Furqan, ayah 28, Ya waylata laytani lam attakhidh fulanan khalila. Ya waylata laytani lam attakhidh fulanan khalila. Ah, woe to me, would that I had never taken so and so as a friend. Shaykh Abu Talib Makki rahmatullah alayh wrote in Quwwatul Qulub that a seeker, a student of knowledge and islah, requested the Shaykh, I am very ghafil from Allah, very lazy to do good deeds. What should I do? The Shaykh said, if you can love the awliya of Allah, the mashayikh, and can seek their company and can listen to their advice, then rush to do it. Maybe that they will keep you in their hearts. That is, they will put their attention to you and they will make dua for you. And Allah looks at the qulub of awliya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at the hearts of awliya. Maybe one day Allah will also look at you with mercy and save you from the difficulties of this dunya and akhirah. We are living in the world where there is information explosion. Too many choices. Human being thinks they are free and there are so many things to do and the time is on their own. Take some examples. A pharmacy has so many medicine, A to Z. Everything has a label, everything has ingredient. And maybe everything is on sale. Do we go to pharmacy with $50 and say, please, you know, give 50 different medicines, whatever is cheap today, you can put in my bag. What will happen to that person's health? Library has thousands and millions of catalogs, newspapers, magazines and books, A to Z. If we go to library and eyes close and just put a dozen books in my bag, start reading, what will happen? Time will be lost, depression, worries in heart and mind, and we don't know what we learn. We turn to our shuyukh for advice. We turn to our shuyukh for advice. Allahu Akbar. We should be selective in our friendship. It is not because of any arrogance that we are so good and other people are bad. It's not, that thought should not come into our mind. But the reason we are selective in friendship and choosing an environment, what we read, what we listen and what we speak, the reason is time is so limited and we are learning, we need to learn more. If you ask the students of knowledge, how many books of hadith, how many commentaries and shuruhat, how many ways, how many readings on contemporary religion, how many readings on tips of da'wah, there is so many good things to learn. Time is limited. What can I do? We need to prioritize and protect our eyes, heart and mind and avoid those places and those type of companionship which are roadblocks in character building. There are some beautiful ayat in the Quran and ahadith of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you make a poster from these ayat and ahadith and maybe hang a poster somewhere in the home and maybe look at it morning and evening, that will be a nice reminder about type of friendship, how to choose a friend in life. Surah Al-Kahf, Ayah 28. وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ وَكَانَ أَمْرُهُ فُرُقًا. Do not obey him whose heart we have made heedless of our remembrance and whose affair and deeds has been lost. In Urdu we say, مَتْ كَهَا مَانُو اُسْ آدْمِي كَا جس کا دل ہماری یاد سے غافل ہے اور جو خواہش کا غلام ہے. مت کہا مانو اس کا. سورہ النجم آیہ 29. فاعرض عن من تولى عن ذکرنا ولم يرد الا الحیات الدنیا. Withdraw, run away from him who turns away from our reminder and remembrance and desires nothing but the life of dunya. بھاگو اس آدمی سے جو ہماری یاد سے منہ موڑے ہوئے ہے. Beautiful expression in the Quran. In Surah Luqman, Ayah 15. وَاتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيَّ. وَاتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيَّ. Follow the path of him who turns to me in remembrance and in obedience. اس کا ہم سفر بنو جو میری طرف رجوع کرتا ہے. سورہ توبہ آیہ 119. یا ایھا الذین آمنوا اتقوا اللہ وکونوا مع الصادقین. او یو ہو بلیو فیئر اللہ اینڈ بی ود دا رائچیس. ان دا کلیکشن آف احادیث ابو داؤد اینڈ ترمذی نریٹڈ بائی ابو ہریرہ رضی اللہ عنہ رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سید الرجل على دين خليله فلينظر احدكم من يخالل. A man follows his friend's religion. You should be careful who you make friends with. الرجل على دين خليله فلينظر احدكم من يخالل. ابو داود كتاب اللباس narrated by Abdullah ibn Umar رضي الله عنه. من تشبه بقوم فهو منهم. من تشبه بقوم فهو منهم. One who imitates a nation is one of them. In the narration of Bukhari and Muslim, narrated by Abu Musa al-Ashari رضي الله عنه, المرء مع من أحب. المرء مع من أحب. A person will be with the one whom he loves. The type of person who is our role model in this world that we want to be friend with, we will be in their lines on the day of judgment. We will be with them on the day of judgment. Sahaba radiallahu anhum loved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When they heard this, they became very happy that we want to be with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Surah Luqman, Ayah 6. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْتَرِي لَهْوَ الْحَدِيثِ لِيُغْضِلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. And of mankind is he who purchases idle talks to mislead people from the path of Allah. Idle talks, لَهْوَ الْحَدِيثِ, the scholars explain like devices of music and singing. Some scholars say TV and other devices. Surah Al-Hujurat, Ayah 6. إِن جَاءَكُمْ فَاسِقٌ بِنَبَئٍ فَتَبَيَّنُوا. If a fasiq, an evildoer, a disobedient person comes to you with the news, verify it. Do not accept news from the people who are fasiq. Allahu Akbar. Famous hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وعن أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إنما مثل الجليس الصالح وجليس السوء كحامل المسك ونافخ الكير فحامل المسك إما أن يحذيك وإما أن تبتاع منه وإما أن تجد منه ريحا طيبة ونافخ الكير إما أن يحرق ثيابك وإما أن تجد منه ريحا منتنة. متفق عليه. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu narrated that I heard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, the similitude, the example of good company, good friend, and that of bad company or bad friend is that the owner of musk or perfume and the one who is an ironsmith who is blowing the furnace, the owner of musk or perfume would either offer you some perfume free of charge or you would buy it from him, or at least you would smell its pleasant smell. And as for the one who is blowing the furnace or the iron smith, he would either burn your clothes or at least you shall have to smell a very bad smell. وعن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا تصاحب إلا مؤمنا ولا يأكل طعامك إلا تقي. رواه أبو داود والترمذي. Narrated Abu Musa al-Khudri radiallahu anhu that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, associate only with a believer, associate only with a mu'min, and let only Allah fearing people eat your food, let only muttaqi people eat your food. Allah. Some ayat of an hadith on the topics of choosing the right type of friendship. In today's environment, many examples of bad friends, like television, it is like a bad injection, deep and dangerous impact on heart and mind. And TV in the home that takes away haya from young and old people. If a person takes 40 days and stays in a room and reciting, making dhikr of Allah, tilawat, and kalima la ilaha illallah for 40 days, comes out after 40 days and one day starts watching TV, all the noor and the spiritual progress will be lost. May Allah save us from that and the ummah. Examples of bad friends today: fashion magazines, novels, digests, sometimes layani, and sometimes bad effect. Websites with pictures and music, websites spreading wrong aqidah, social events with fashion display, talks of name and fame, any event which compromises haya and hijab. Today, phone has become so powerful, some people think the world is under their fingertips and the phone is their sheikh. Like Mufti Google. If cell phone sometimes could become hell phone, cell phones, if not used properly, they could become hell phones for parents. Who we should turn for best friends? Looking at them should remind Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Speaking to them increases our knowledge, and actions from them remind us about Akhirah. Love of Allah and loving someone for the sake of Allah only. When love is sincere, pure and selfless, the connection will be strong, like the love of mother. A mother loves her son even if he is on the other side of the globe in another country. If anything happens and the boy may be in difficulty, the mother feels it. Some mothers, they see in the dream. These are barakat of muhabba in this dunya. Imagine the baraka and blessing of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is more merciful than 70 mothers do. Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah alayh, the compiler, the muallif of Al-Hizb al-Azam, has written that love for Allah, it brings love for Allah, which brings sweetness of Iman, it has five conditions. That love should not be for any ulterior motive, no gharab, not for any compensation, no iwab, not for any material gain, no arab, not for any worldly pleasure, not for hawun dunyaviyun, and free from desires of nafs, free from amrum bashariyun. Love for Allah. Those people who love each other for the sake of Allah, they will be under the shade of Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. And prophets and shuhada, they will envy them. And they will be on the pulpits of noors on the day of judgment. Love for Allah, so much fabail, virtues. We should run away from five types of people. Run away from five types of bad friendship. A liar may just deceive you. A person who keeps telling lies and false statements, they may just deceive you. A foolish person, even if they want to benefit you, they may end up harming you. A bakhil or miser, they will leave you when you are in most need. A coward person who is not brave, they will run away when you are in need. And a fasiq, an evildoer person, they would sell you for a small price. May Allah save us from friendship of those people. Living in today's environment is like walking on shells. It's like passing through a jungle filled with bushes and thorns on both sides, holes on the ground. Believer with life of taqwa would walk to protect from every side, every step with the fear of Allah. In this universe, to bring khair, lot of effort is needed. But if we don't make effort, shar or evil would come automatically. Jahannam is surrounded by things which appear attractive to nafs. And on the other hand, Jannah is surrounded by things which are hard on nafs. Both ways are open and every day is a test. Sometimes people put unnecessary attention to asbab and makhluq. They worry too much about what people on the streets are saying. We'll bring a story just to understand the point. A group of children were playing on the street. A man came and said, "Oh children, there are some sweets and candies being distributed in the next street." All the children, they stopped playing and rushing to the next street. They thought the man, even though the man was telling something false, the children thought the man is saying the truth. And they all ran to the next street. When this man saw so many children are running to go to the next street, he also started running. So people asked him, "Man, why are you running?" The man said, "You know, if these many children are running to get sweets from the next street, maybe there are sweets in that street. So let me go also." He was so haris and greedy. And this is the example of opinions of people on the street. A father and the son, they were going with an animal, like with a donkey. And they took turns to ride. So father was riding the donkey. People on the street, they were not satisfied. They said, "Look at this father. This boy is so weak. And the father is riding the donkey. And the boy is walking so bad." So the father gave the boy the ride and started walking himself. People on the streets, they were not satisfied. They said, look at them. This young boy is enjoying the ride, and his father, who is old and respectable, he is walking on foot. How bad this is. So now both started walking. So all three, the father and the son and the donkey, started walking. People were not satisfied at all. People on the street said, look at them. They are misusing, they are not using the donkey. At least one of them could get a ride. So now the father and the son, they started to ride at the same time. Both started riding the donkey. People were not satisfied at all. People on the street said, look at the poor donkey. He cannot take this much weight. And both father and the son, they are enjoying the ride. People on the streets never satisfied. So finally, the father and the son, they thought that we have tried all the combinations. One, alternate, single, two, zero. What else can we do? They took the donkey on their shoulders and went to the market and sold it out. People are never satisfied. We should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and clean our heart from makhluq and asbab and means. Mufti Rashid Ahmad Sahab has written an incident. Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayh, he was governor of a state. He had a palace. He was like a king. So many asbab and means. But he could not find nearness to Allah. So one day he decided to give up his kingdom and he went in the path of Allah to learn love of Allah, seek the pleasure of Allah. Ibrahim bin Adham only took four things with him: a garment, like a king's garment, a bowl, a pillow, and a bucket and rope to take some water, the household items. On the way, he exchanged his king's dress from a dress of a shepherd. An old man was going, so he gave him his valuable dress and asked him and took his simple dress. Now Ibrahim is going in a simple dress. He reached a place, there was a river, and he found a man putting his hands in the river and taking fresh water and drinking it, using his hands as a bowl and cup. So Ibrahim thought that I am unnecessarily carrying this bowl and the cup, that Allah has already made a cup in the human hand. Why I am carrying this cup? He threw away his bowl. Ibrahim traveled further and he saw a man was taking rest and he was putting his head on his arm, so his arm was like a pillow. So Ibrahim thought, why am I carrying this pillow on my back? It's unnecessary. Allah has already made a pillow in the human hand, so I will use it. So Ibrahim threw away his pillow also. Finally, he only had a bucket and a rope. That is his all the asbab and means. He came on a water well to fetch some water, and he found that a deer, an animal, came from the jungle and wanted to drink water. So the water level was so deep that the animal could not drink. So Ibrahim waited to see what happens. The deer, the animal, looked at the skies as if praying, making dua. Immediately water came all the way up for deer to drink water. And after the animal went away, Ibrahim went again. And he found the water went back all the way in the depth, in the bottom. So Ibrahim thought that I gave up my kingdom for the sake of Allah, but this animal, this deer, has more darajat and nearness to Allah. That water came all the way up for him and not for me. Ibrahim is thinking. He had inspiration, ilham in his heart, that Ibrahim, you had the bucket and the rope, and the deer did not have the bucket and the rope. So Ibrahim understood, he threw away the bucket and rope also, and went in the path of Allah empty-handed. Went in the path of Allah empty-handed. When Allah wants to give something, Allah gives without shapes and measures and forms, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects everyone. In old times, a rich man had a slave. Slave's name was Mubarak. And he was slave. The rich man had a beautiful daughter, and many proposals were coming for that daughter, for nikah, for marriage. So rich man, he had doubts and he was puzzled. So one day he consulted his slave. His slave, Mubarak, very religious person, very pious person. So he asked, Mubarak, what do you think? What is your suggestion? I have so many people asking for my daughter's marriage. Mubarak said, my master, he gave examples. Christians marry someone because of their beauty, and Jews, they marry someone because of their wealth, and the mushrikeen, they used to see the family background and lineage. But for Muslims, you should see the deen. You should prefer and priority based on understanding of deen and taqwa. Listening to this, the master became so happy. He said, if this is the deal, you deserve my daughter. He set the slave free and married his daughter to the slave, Mubarak. From this couple came Abdullah ibn Mubarak, rahmatullah alayh, the famous faqih, muhaddis, wali of Allah, amirul mu'mineen fil hadith, Abdullah ibn Mubarak, rahmatullah alayh. This is the blessings of pious friendship. Blessings of pious friendship. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand these realities. May Allah give us best friends in this life, and may Allah make us companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Anbiya, Shuhada, Siddiqeen, and Salihin on the Day of Judgment. سابقوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عربها كعرب السماء والأرض. Race with one another, hastening towards forgiveness from your Lord and Jannah, the width whereof is the width of the heavens and the earth. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات اللهم اهد الناس جميعا اللهم أصلح أحوال المسلمين في كل مكان ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم لا تفرق جمعنا هذا إلا بذنب مغفور وسعي مشكور وعملا صالحا متقبل مبرور برحمتك يا عزيز يا غفور وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله